three activities that tire me out, by Krishna's mercy.
Na cha matani karmani, nibadhananti dhananjay, udasin vadasinam, asaktam teshu karmasu.
Quoth, O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached, seated as though neutral. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.9.
Though in the Vedic tradition there is the concept of three principal deities managing the creation, it is ultimately one person responsible. Brahma is known as the creator. He takes the material elements and crafts different body types and playing fields. Vishnu is the maintainer and Lord Shiva is called to the scene when it is time for dissolution. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn that Sri Krishna is actually responsible for everything. It is his material nature, after all. Like the mighty wind blowing always remains in the ethereal space, so all living entities are always in Krishna. He is the same Narayana, with only a different visual appearance. All of that work is not difficult for Krishna. He does not get tired. He is seated as if detached from the entire experience. This serves as an ideal juxtaposition, as I tend to become exhausted through work much less complex in nature.
1. Moving.
I did everything right this time. I did not pester my friends. I know how difficult the entire episode is, so I would rather not subject others to it. Shell out the cash and hire professionals to do the job. This way there will be much less stress. Let me tell you, at the end of this day it felt like I had moved everything myself. It seemed like the movers took forever. First, there was the packing. Then going up and down the elevator, making sure there was sufficient time remaining on the parking meter. 5 hours later, we were only halfway there. Then we had to drive to the new apartment. Stuck in rush hour traffic, I could not wait to finally reach. Then the movers unloaded everything and unpacked some of the larger boxes. Morning until night. The entire day occupied. I didn't even do anything, but I feel as if I never want to move again. Let me sleep for the next few days.
2. Childcare.
I am usually pretty good with children. I know how to make them laugh. I can spend engaging and meaningful time with them. The problem this time was the lack of reinforcements. The mom was not around. It was up to dad to resolve every issue. That is fine up until the baby starts crying uncontrollably. That is my worst nightmare. I don't know why, but if other children are crying, it is not that big a deal to me. Probably because I know I am off the hook, that I don't need to do anything. Anyway, after a day of just me, I'm sure both the kid and I appreciate the mom so much more. Maybe dads are not cut out for this. I am truly exhausted.
3. Overeating.
Montezuma's revenge. The great war down below. I don't know who is fighting, but I am certainly not winning. This might not be directly attributable to something I ate. It might be a cumulative effect of overeating. So much food stuck in the stomach and nowhere to go. It feels like my stomach is about to pop. So much pain, I can't describe it. I can barely stand up. No opportunity to do work. I just want to sleep, but the illness is preventing that from happening. I swear, I am going to follow healthier eating habits from now on.
As Sri Rama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can successfully fend off 14,000 of the best fighters in the world, attacking him simultaneously. He can successfully defeat powerful demons who appear and disappear at will. Rama is so skilled at using only sound he can release perfectly targeted arrows that reach the appropriate destination. Krishna creates the entire universe and then withdraws it into himself at the appropriate time. Others are appointed deputies helping in the process. As effortless as that work is for him, the same benefit gets extended to the devotional process. As evidenced by the hypothetical situations depicted above, the material world is a difficult place in which to live. To overcome the ocean of birth and death, the cycle of repeated suffering and temporary enjoyment, is almost impossible. But someone who has the assistance of Krishna, one through pure devotion, can easily cross beyond it.
In closing,
with that new apartment choosing, difficulty that day in moving, to child providing care, but not like mom away, stomach ready to burst, pain like from God's cursed, but Krishna working with ease, and success for his servants sees.